Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
U is for udon. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we're going to be talking about a Japanese staple, udon. Udon noodles are Japanese noodles made from wheat flour. Before we get too far into the specifics of the history of udon noodles, let's start with the history of noodles. For a long time, there was debate about whether noodles originated in China, Italy, or the Middle East. However, in 2005, the oldest noodle ever discovered was unearthed in northwestern China. The millet grass noodle is estimated to be 4,000 years old, suggesting that the noodle was indeed invented in China. Noodles are generally made out of wheat flour, rice flour, and/or vegetable starch. In Asia, noodles were first eaten in northern China, probably because the climate in that region is more conducive to cereal crops. Noodles were enjoyed across the country by royalty and later by common people. The availability of noodles seems to increase substantially after 100 CE, when large-scale production was introduced thanks to wheat milling technology that was likely imported from the Middle East. While Marco Polo may have enjoyed noodles in China after his arrival in 1274, he did not introduce the noodle to Italy. It's likely that noodles were introduced to Italy by Arab travelers hundreds of years before Marco Polo was born, probably in the 9th century. Like the green tea we discussed many episodes ago, noodles were introduced to Japan during the Chinese Tang Dynasty, approximately 618 to 907 CE. Though it's possible the original udon weren't noodles at all, but may have instead been rolled dough wrapped around a filling, similar to a Chinese dumpling or wonton. Evidence of udon as the noodles we think of today appear in the first half of the 14th century. At this time, the noodles were primarily eaten by Buddhist monks. Later, the noodles spread across the country as nutritious means of supplementing or replacing rice in the diet at times of famine. When traveling across Japan, udon varies in texture and thickness based on the region you might be in, the most famous being in the Kagawa, Nagasaki, and Akita prefectures. So next time you're celebrating a birthday, or perhaps next New Year's Eve, enjoy some noodles as a symbol of longevity. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs, and tune in next time for V is for Vanilla. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.